So, on this podcast, we're going to touch on the observations that I feel validate successive collision theory, as opposed to a hot, dense, quantum fluctuating, cold, dark Big Bang. So, let's throw out some of the things that the current theory has problems with, okay? A, our current Lambda CDM model, proposes that we only see 5% of the visible universe and leaves roughly 95% of dark energy, dark matter, unaccountable for. It claims we have a starting temperature, astronomically high starting temperature, but offers no possible way of any laws of physics that could allow us to produce that sort of temperature. It estimates a starting size, technically under a golf ball. In size, all the mass of the universe contained within the sphere of a golf ball, a hot golf ball. It then needs to rely on something called inflation to help explain the horizon problem, the temperature problem, where it says, okay, we're going to allow mass to exceed the speed of light, this one time. We're going to give it a millisecond free pass to break the laws of physics. Some of the things that we also can't explain, observations we can't explain, include harmonic axes of quasars. Multiple quasars in different parts of the universe share the same relative inclination of their axis. Many random galaxies also appear to share the same relative inclination of their galactic planes. We have things called red transients, blue transients, and disappearing stars that we can't explain. Again, the dark energy we can't explain, the dark matter we can't explain, the relative inclinations being the same of both galactic planes and quasar axes, the approximate temperature being the same everywhere we look, as well as the rotational speed of galaxies. This is a big one that they can't explain. Different galaxies of different sizes across different parts of the universe appear to share a very similar rate of rotation. When you start with a hot expanding center, you're either going to, the density of that in the beginning, you're either going to have complete randomness, or you're going to have, a structure that follows how you would anticipate the movement of that hot energy to occur. And what we get is neither. We don't see either of them. We see lots of things that we can't explain that are the same, a lot of things that are different that we can't quite say or understand as different. Whereas, if we start with two pockets that pass by each other, we no longer need an incredibly high temperature. We can still have temperatures so high that atoms can't form. We have photons, and plasma in motion, becoming the seeds that cool down to form our galaxies and filaments and whatnot. So, in the areas where you have a head-on collision, there's very little energy retained for angular momentum of this spinning hot plasma gas, or photon, hot photon, hot energy, whatever it is. They hit almost dead on. So instead of getting angular momentum like you'd see in some the rotational speed of certain galaxies, instead what you're getting is a nearly straight, non-rotating type of body. Now, there may be some rotation, some revolution will be very small, but what would happen is when these two pockets pass by each other, one of them is going to have a faster relative speed within the shared parent frame of reference. No matter how far removed these two pockets are, somewhere up the chain will be a shared frame of reference. One of them usually is going to have a faster relative speed. So when we see a collision head on at 1.8, 1.9, 1.95, the speed of light, we would anticipate that the more massive the two bodies are, the thicker that initial filament will be in the areas where there is that collision, and the distance or length of that filament would be directly related to the relative velocity of the faster body. The faster body is going to pulverize, they're both going to pulverize to near pure hot energy, but there's still going to be some forward motion. There's going to be spinning eddies of hot plasma, and in, like, say, a galaxy. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but in the galaxy, where it's not a perfect head-on collision, you have more of a side-to-side collision, there is going to be a retained angular momentum in that hot plasma or hot photonic energy. Whatever it structure is, it will have leftover angular momentum. So this spinning hot gas cloud, well, it's not even gas yet because there's no atoms yet, but that spinning hot energy cloud, following the similar laws to like thermodynamics and fluid mechanics that we are fairly familiar with, different obviously because it's energy, hot energy, but there's going to be things that will behave very similarly. And one of the things that we would expect is as this hot energy is moving, it may, because there's spinning eddies, we may potentially see either attraction or repulsion causing the photons, the hot energy, whatever, to cool down or take on mass, or both. So as it takes on mass, it's going to spawn off or shoot out of the stream of hot flowing energy. So I believe that superluminal physics will someday be able to describe a process where these two bodies collide nearly head on. One of them has a faster relative speed. We see some amount of time where that energy continues moving superluminally. We then would have the first breakdown would be those points where energy moves at the speed of light, where it takes on the physics of the universe as we know it. We would expect that to move slower and they would branch off. So we would expect to see long tentacles, thicker based on the mass of the bodies that collided, and longer based on the relative velocity of the, you know, the objects combined. And then we would expect the first set of tentacles, let's say, to spawn off as they shoot out, as they reach speed of light. Then within that secondary stream of hot energy now moving at speed of light, we would anticipate there'd be a secondary cooling. This is where it is picking up mass. It is slowing down below the speed of light, no longer moving as energy. Now it's moving as hot spinning atoms, nebulous gas, whatever it could be, just atoms per se at the start. Those would also slow down and branch off. So if there was two intersecting pockets, we would expect vast filaments of a structure, filament-like structure with tentacles, and then off those tentacles, sub-tentacles or strands. We would expect to see this crisscrossing in like a web of filaments if there were multiple collisions taking place. We see these multiple crisscrossing filaments and tentacles, yet can't quite explain how they form based on our understanding of the Big Bang Theory. I'm almost at 10 minutes. I want to finish real quickly on this one by mentioning that, don't get me wrong, most of the Big Bang Theory is correct. It just didn't start from a hot, dead center. I'll touch on that more in the next episode. But for now, all I can do is wish you a good day. Live long and prosper. May the force be with you. 42.